Now time for a locker room chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler after a 52-6 win at home against a very good Clifton Clyde team. And coach, you guys got off to a really good start and kind of ran away with things. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, you know, we come out of the gate and they got the opening kickoff and it was this first series down, and then we got the ball and we just went down the field and scored. So, and it was just kind of snowballed after that. You know, we just come out with great energy. You know, everybody was talking about being a pretty big time game, and I think our kids were pretty amped up for it. And you know, it showed we did, great things all the way around. And I think it's probably the best ball game all around that we've played so far this year.
And coach, talk about your guys' offensive line being able to create some lanes for you guys' ball carriers who had a fantastic day on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we kind of got a pretty veteran crew with Sawyer and Grant have been there for 3 years now. And then Blaze, this is kind of his second year. He played off and on a little bit last year. And so Blaze Bussing was, stepped in this year for Owen Schroffen. And whenever you got a veteran line and with some size and the ability to adjust on the fly, I think is one of the things that make us really good. Those guys do a tremendous job of, changing their blocking scheme all on their own. They talk amongst themselves and change how they get to different people at different angles. And they do a tremendous job at it, and it shows. You know, we got time to pass, and at the same time, we can run the ball.
And Coach, Grady Bussing continues to have a phenomenal season. He has 3 catches for 2 touchdowns and 100 yards and had a couple really big plays. What makes him such a really good dangerous threat for you guys?
Well, you know, Grady's got great hands. He he's a big target out there. You know, at 6'1 or 6'2, I'm not sure exactly how high he is, but, he's what underdeserved about him is he's a great blocker. Nobody really kind of realizes that about him, but at the same time, he's got great hands. And a lot of times we ask him to be in the tight end spot and block for us, and then sometimes we slip him down the middle of the field, and that leaves him wide open. But he's a very, very athletic kid that, like I said many times, probably the most undeserved on our team that has probably, tremendous athletic ability that most people don't realize.
And, Coach, Clifton Clyde really wasn't able to get in any sort of rhythm offensively. What does that tell about your guys' defense?
Well, I thought, like I said, we played aggressive. I thought our defensive line, did a tremendous job. I think they kind of dominated the line of scrimmage. And Clifton Clyde tried running the ball and didn't have much success with it. And then, had to convert to their passing game to try to move the ball. And basically only had one successful drive right there before half, but they scored right before halftime. And just proud of the way our defense played. And I think we just played assignment sound football.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll have more from Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on the locker room chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler. And coach, you guys have extended your guys' winning streak to 29 games. What all has had to happen for you guys to continue to build week after week and continue to come out there and play hard and win games one week after another?
Well, I think that's kind of a credit to our community and the kids themselves. I think, at 29 in a row is it takes a lot of work ethic and focus, amongst, the coaching staff and the kids and just everybody week in and week out. There's a lot of preparation that goes into, every game, to try to be successful. And I thought our guys have done a tremendous job at that. But at the same time, we've been pretty fortunate to kind of stay injury free for a while. And you got to kind of have some breaks go your way to be able to win that many in a row. But at the same time, you got to put in the effort to be successful. And definitely our town and our kids have done that.
3 weeks in, coach. And do you feel like with your expectations of this team coming into the season, do you feel like you've kind of been able to meet those, go past them or a little bit short of them? What were your thoughts on that?
Well, it seems like every team is a little bit different. And our week one performance was against a great Cary Paravel team that I didn't think that we played up to our expectations. But they're a great team and that kind of gets you out of your alignment of what you're trying to do. But I think we're probably on line with what we're expecting to do. We're nowhere near where we'd like to be. But at the same time, you don't want to peak too early. And like I said, last week we probably played our best game so far. So I'm glad to see we're making strides and our kids are learning assignments of what they're supposed to be doing and at the same time learning more about the game of football and how to be a smart football player. So I think we're kind of in line with where we are, but at the same time, we got a ways to go.
Here with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler as they get ready for their game against Lynn. Coach, this is a Lynn offense that has had a lot of success this season. They only have one game where they scored fewer than 40 points this year so far, and that's kind of been their thing where they score a lot, but they also give up a lot of points. I'm assuming you're not going to be really going away from what you normally do, but just your overall expectations for this game.
Yeah, you know, Lynn is a team that, I'd probably say is the best team that they've had in a couple years, and they've got some size. Lynn's always kind of usually had some size, but they've kind of got it generally all over the field this year with their athleticism. But Turk Kid, a quarterback, is 210, 220, and we've seen on film where he runs extremely hard and is not afraid to mow you over, but at the same time can juke around you if you need to. So, I always like to change things week to week, and so I'm sure that ain't going to change. But, they have some athleticism, and I think they kind of got things on the right track down there where, we just need to be prepared for them. And like I said, stay focused every week.
We'll see how it goes. Coaches, thank you so much for your time. Hope to keep up your winning ways, and good luck against Lynn coming up this Friday.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
That was Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings.